I'm Leslie McShane, and this is The New Old You, a place where women over 50 are able to come together to figure out who they are now and what they want as they move forward into this new phase of life. What better way than to do this rediscovering together with guests that can help us figure all of it out? It's time to make some space for yourself because honestly, you deserve it. This is The New Old You, and I am Leslie McShane, and welcome back to our August series on back to school and off to college. After personally visiting, I hate to say, 29 colleges with my daughter, Kate, I totally wish I had known my guest today during that time and that I could have had access to what she offers to parents like I was at the time. My guest today, Moira McCullough, is a parent of three college-age young people and is well-versed in the college search process. After raising her family and working as a technology consultant with PwC in New York City and London, Moira created a comprehensive platform to help families and students have the best college experience, whether they were applying to, attending, or graduating from college. She founded College Scoops in 2019 to provide parents of college-bound students with the resources needed to save time, money, and stress when planning a college trip. The decision about where to go to college is such a huge one, especially given the cost of college today, and you certainly can't go visit every college because there's so many. But College Scoops helps families get a view of these campuses from a boots-on-the-ground type approach, utilizing a veritable army of student and parent ambassadors. College Scoops creates curated interactive guides highlighting favorite places to eat, stay, and play around campus for both students and parents. This information is helpful in making a college decision and planning prospective trips, which many families will be able to get back to doing this fall. But it also informs students and family once the students are in place. So please welcome to the podcast, Moira. Hey, how are you?
Thank you so much for having me, Leslie. Thrilled to be here.
I am so excited to have you here because, I mean, the college experience and getting my kids ready for college was, you know, it's that last rite of passage as a parent. And whereas I only visited one college with my oldest and he went there, I visited 29 with my daughter. And it was fun. It was overwhelming, but it was fun. And the research, it was crazy because she didn't really know what she wanted. And so we would be out somewhere and we would go visit a college. And I totally wish that there had been something like what you have created when we were looking. It probably would have shortcutted a lot of the drama and the stress that I was going through. I mean, she thought it was fun, but it was kind of drama filled for me. So I gave a little bit of your background in the intro, but tell me a little bit about your path and how you have started doing what you're doing today.
Well, first off, I love the fact that you had two totally different experiences because that is part of the maybe frustration, uncertainty, challenge, mm-hmm. Excitement of trying to support your students in the next journey. But I'm a serial traveler. So I've worked and lived in so many different places, moved so many different times. I'm losing track on how many times. So I was always the new kid on the block. And being in a new town, I thought, I want to live like a local, eat like a local, and learn like a local. So how do you do that? You conduct a tremendous amount of research. And then all of a sudden, you feel part of that community. And I think when I went out on the first college visit with my son, I was so naive. I made so many mistakes. He was on this first college campus, and I thought, oh, a light bulb's going to go on, and he's going to say, this is it. This is just like one. Your oldest. Yeah. This is the one. I'm going. I love these people. They're all my people. I'm going to know who I'm going to live with. I'm going to be in a dining hall with. And I know my favorite barbecue spot I'm going to go to. And, you know, that the colleges do a great job marketing their institutions and their people. And they should. And they do a great job. But we walked away from that. I saw the extreme frustration on my son's face. as if he had failed because no light bulb went on.
Right.
And he just said, "We've wasted so much time, Mom, money and stress coming 6 hours to this college campus. And I don't know anything more than what I did."
Right.
So I think he was disappointed that he didn't, that he was disappointing me. And then I was disappointed because I thought, I failed you. As a 16, 17, 18 year old, they're worried about a whole host of other questions. Like, who am I going to room with? What are you going to do on a Thursday night? I mean, they've never moved out on their own. Majority of students haven't. So I think that was an eye-opening experience for me. And we know college is so expensive right now that that also unnerved me to an extent, saying we're spending $250,000 plus on the first of three. Can we afford this?
Yes, exactly.
It was like, how can we make sure and how can I support my kids to get the best possible information that they need? They have the academic fit. They have the financial fit from us. But the social fit is the third component. And I think I just assumed it was out there. Mm-hmm. So I just, you and I are researchers. You go out there and you research everything and nothing came up. So that's how College Scoops was born. I started reaching out to all these students on social media, and full disclosure, I don't even know if I had a Facebook group, Facebook login. I wasn't on Facebook. My LinkedIn profile, I don't even know if I had a photo up. So this was all, how can I connect with current college students and gather insights about campus life so that we can share it and help prospective students and prospective parents?
So you started doing this, I mean, for your own benefit first?
Absolutely.
Or did you do it after the fact?
No. So I started gathering all that student-generated information.
Uh-huh.
And on the next college visit that we went on, I was in charge of college visits with my kids. My husband was the one who was able to take them on the victory tour, as we say. And I personally loved it because it was an opportunity for me to spend time with one of my kids without making dinner, doing the laundry, without working. So I really cherish that time to get to know my kids a little bit more than I just find out little factoids about them. What were they nervous about? So next college visit that I went on with my son, it was a game changer because he had some relevant facts from his peer group. I don't know if when you asked your kids, oh, why don't you talk to your former soccer, you know, a team member who's at the campus, or call up your former neighbor, or call up your cousin Joe. Maybe your kids are better than my kids. Rolled their eyes and they're like,
"Oh,
no,
yeah." Mine are like, "Yeah, I'm not going to do that."
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. So this was something, information, student content that they were able to review and look at in their own way, through their own lens. And on that next college visit, my son started asking, like, the college admissions reps fun factoids, like, "Hey, listen, is the barbecue place really that good on blah blah street?" And all of a sudden you saw this admissions person kind of smile and think, that's not a question I get that often. It's usually on, you know, STEM programs and majors. And here's this kid who's asking about barbecue and ice cream. And so it allowed them to have a different level of conversation and insights into their community, which I think gave my son this confidence to kind of like take charge, because you think about it, college visits are the only aspect of the college journey that you have control of, right? Whether you can afford to visit or not, you take that opportunity to hopefully, and it's very hard to do, put yourself in the driver's seat and say, I'm going to try to interview them to the extent that, is this a neighborhood that I want to be a member of, a new neighbor
in? Yeah, you're the customer at this point.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to try that college on.
Right. Exactly.
Always. Yeah.
And how do you do that? It's asking, you know, other members of the community that are not part of the admissions circle, you know, tour guides and admissions representatives. It's walking up to those students just randomly and asking for directions. That was one of our favorite little tricks that we got from a seasoned parent. Like, go and ask directions at every college campus and see how that student treats you.
That's interesting. That's
Isn't that
very
a good
interesting.
one?
That is a great one. Yeah.
Some were too busy or looking at their social media all the time, their head down, looking
Head
at
down.
technology that they were never looking up. And comment from one of my kids was, geez, they don't look happy, do they? So you get to learn about, and then I remember my daughter asked these women walking, and the next thing is they said, oh, lacrosse, we're going to take you. They started peeling off, and I pretended to go to the car to take a call. And sure enough, my daughter was with current students exploring the college campus through their lens and getting information that she would have never had it been the planned college tour.
So college visits, I mean, when I was in college back in aught 80 something, it wasn't such a huge thing. In fact, I think I may have gone on two college visits, and it's because other people were going and they just asked me if I wanted to go. I mean, we didn't talk about it wasn't, the thing that people did, or we're going to go do college visits this weekend, or but I mean, today, I mean, you have, because of the cost of college, I mean, you have to go and take a look at places. So why do you think that these college visits are so important?
Well, a couple different things. One, I think you can start local. You don't have to go to the furthest college and spend a tremendous amount of money up front. I think a smart thing to do would be just start exploring your local area and taking an hour drive. It doesn't matter that the college is not on the list, but that's a really smart way to just start to explore and find out what your student likes, big, small, rural, city. And that's a way that you can be smart financially and just see and explore and kind of narrow down things that your student really likes, things that they don't like. I mean, it's all about what are your expectations in college, I think. What do you want from the college experience? And starting local gets the conversation going between the parents and the students. And I think that's the first thing I would say overall, like start the conversation, but it doesn't have to be at such an intensity where the time is of the essence, where you're in the decision-making mode. Just start to visit colleges. I think at some point, if you are applying, further down the line to early action, early decision, you definitely have to get to that college. But, a lot of times try to do it not like when you're going on vacation. And try to visit colleges that way. That's another way to make it more affordable. But I think it is important if you have the opportunity to get on campus because you're going to see the way the students react. You're going to get a better feel in the vibe of the school. I mean, one third of the students transfer, which is, I think that was the thing as a parent that unnerved me because I thought it's worth trying to support your student to help them find a place where they will thrive not only in the classroom, but outside of the classroom. So that you aren't in a transfer scenario.
I love this. I love this idea of starting local to answer some of the bigger questions that you may have of your child, so that informs where you want to put your dollars when you go visit. Now, I kind of feel like College Scoops maybe comes in between there. Because once you start making the decisions of the things, do they want a big city? Do they want a small town? They want a big university? Do they want to go to a smaller college? If they play sports, do they want to go D1, D3? And then once you kind of narrow down, then you really start looking outside and making your list of where you actually want to go visit. And a lot of that is dependent on things that you would see at College Scoops. So tell me a little bit about College Scoops, what it is, what people can find there, and why they should join a membership to do that.
One thing I'd love to say, Leslie, you pointed out that in terms of College Scoops and different resources, we talked about the fact that applying to college, there's so much information out there, it's unwieldy, you don't know where to go. I think one of the things as a parent I thought I wish I had was just a place I could go and gather information at different times of the college journey. So whether you're starting this college search, whether you're refining it, or whether you're heading off to orientation or even graduation, I found that I was always lacking answers to these questions that were popping up. You know, when you're getting ready to even think about college, the financial aspect, I wish I had talked to somebody about the financial aspects and some of the opportunities that might have been there to help pay for college. And we've heard from many different financial experts that should happen, you know, way before junior year. So what College Scoops kind of morphed into, at first it was based on my college visits and how to help de-stress that process. And then feedback from the community was, well, I have questions on finance, or I have questions on the actual application, or what happens when you're actually in college? How do you matriculate? How do you actually stay in and graduate within 4 years?
Right.
So all of a sudden I started reaching out to subject matter experts to ask them for their advice. So the College Scoops platform now has a podcast, like wonderful podcast that I bring in experts, financial experts, educational consultants, higher ed, university professionals who are saying in admissions, you're undecided. Guess what? That's okay. Raise your hand high. So we kind of changed the way that we are providing helpful content at any stage of the college journey to really address those pain points that students have at a certain point, or that parents have at a certain point. So information on how to start the financial, looking at paying for college. Then as you're getting into it, how to start to research colleges, some helpful tips on what parents can do, what students should be thinking about, the conversations you should be having with your student that shouldn't necessarily start on like the first week of senior year. Like, so where do you want to go? There's so many more ways to start the conversation to de-stress the process and have your students thinking about where they want to live and learn in the next 4 years. Parents to kind of think about their expectations and how they can better support their student without adding more stress into the system. And you said you had fun on your college visits, kind of.
Yeah, it was a lot like you. I mean, it was my time to spend with my daughter. And, you know, honestly, when you go see a place for the first time, there's nothing that can rival that that first impression and that look on their face when they're there. I mean, you can, I mean, they're pretty keen to know whether they like a place or don't like a place when they get there. They get a vibe very, very quickly. Now, you know, if you, like you said, if you've traveled 6 hours and you're on campus for 5 minutes and you get that vibe, that's a bummer.
Or you knock out a school that shouldn't have been knocked out because you just didn't have the right mindset and the right information going into
to begin with.
So all of a sudden that shouldn't have been a waste of time. So I think that was what the frustration on my end. So gathering all this student generated content and arming yourself with some information to be curious and to ask the questions, have the confidence to ask the questions. And actually as a parent to be able to like sprinkle some questions to your student to kind of find out what they are looking for, what makes them happy. And I always say on those college visits, do something that's not college related. So that was a really fun part for me to pick something out and surprise one of my kids with a non-college related excursion. For instance, my youngest is a car enthusiast. So when we went south, all of a sudden after the college tour, and you know, he and I, if it's sunny out, I'll say, "Isn't it a beautiful day?" He'll say, "There's a cloud in the sky." So
I've got
that's
one of
the
those.
Way that, that's the, yes. So on this college visit, I remember my older one said to him, "You're going to have the best time with mom on college visits. She doesn't care about academics." And then we go out on this college visit and all of a sudden afterwards we end up at this race car museum. And he said to me, "I didn't know that this was part of a college visit." I said, "Well, this is the town that you're going to be living in."
Right.
Do you like the way the people acted in the stores? Do you, here's a great fun place that you get to go with your friends and analyze race cars. And so all of a sudden it added a different kind of element to and de-stressed the whole process and saying, oh my gosh, this is really, I need to take more ownership of it, of this. And it's not all about in the classroom. 70% of the time is outside of the classroom. So is this a place where I'm going to have fun and I'm going to want to invite my friends or my family to school and enjoy it? So I think that was, that's a different approach and mindset, that if you can have that, arm yourself with some information. And I think there's so much information out there and we all learn at different stages. So that's what we're, that's how kind of College Scoops has evolved from the college visits to now looking at it from all different aspects and trying to help students, trying to help parents, and also providing a resource for educational consultants or high school guidance counselors to go to say, you know, there's a great student generated platform with students sharing their insights, whether they're applying to school, in school, or graduating. Here are some tips and strategies that students recommend that they wish they had known when they were applying or attending or graduating school.
Right. So what do you find are the differences between, say, the videos that a college puts together and then one of your interactive videos that like a student or a parent puts together?
Oh, absolutely. They're so much fun. I think they're so authentic and organic. I mean, we have questions that, you know, 9 questions that we kind of distilled out from parents and students. And we have a college intern team. When I started reaching out, all these college students, first thing they said is, of course, I want to share why my school rocks. Mm-hmm. Second, I wish I had this when I was looking.
Right.
And third, of course, how can I get more involved and help College Scoops grow that platform? So we started a paid college internship team. They come on and they help constantly evolve, you know, help us evolve and really answer the questions that are the pain points of students. So these student Q&A videos, I mean, there's no right answer. It's also not a form to be a Yelp page either. You know, you're right. You're not getting people who say this school was horrible because of XYZ, because that just wasn't a good fit. But these students are actually saying, well, if you're not in Greek life, it's really hard to make friends. So here's some struggles that I had, and here's what I would recommend if I had to do it again. Mm-hmm. Maybe I would have gotten more involved in these. Yeah. So I think, or, you know, I love this. It's so easy to register for classes. Actually, it's really not. And don't plan on getting any of your wish list courses until junior year. You're right. Never going to get it. So no matter what they tell you, you're going to be you're the lower end of the
totem
pole. Thank you. Yeah. So I think those are helpful scenarios. Or this is a great example too. Especially when my youngest was a class of 2021, so he is now a rising sophomore. One of the schools, he was looking at, the information back from the students was, there is no nightlife outside of campus. It is only in the dorms.
Mm. Okay.
So that's really good information for a lot of students. That works because they don't want to be going out and about. For my son, that was a big detractor. He's like, mm-hmm. Well, I kind of want to get off campus. So I think those little tidbits of information you wouldn't get unless you had your best friend sitting with a bowl of popcorn and like, what's the school really like?
Right.
You know, so that's what I think College Scoops is trying to be, like bringing in that best friend that you wish you had on campus.
Well, I love that because, I mean, there are a lot of students who may go to a college and say they can't get registered for the classes. You know, they think that they're doing something wrong. But no, that's just the way it is for everybody. And it's nice knowing those sorts of things when you go in the door.
Absolutely. And one of the questions, which I love, which I learned so much, each and every student, you know, what do you wish you knew at freshman orientation? Mm-hmm. And these students are really being very thoughtful and vulnerable and saying, you know, I was so concerned about doing well in the first 2 months of school that all I did was shut out everything else. And I worried about academics and making sure I was, so if I had to go back, I was lonely and I didn't meet my friends and I didn't join the clubs or activities. So if I had a chance to go back and do it again, I would de-stress the academic part because the college accepted you because you are a really good fit for the school academically. Mm-hmm. You will succeed. They wouldn't have accepted you. They need you to graduate. It's good for their numbers. Mm-hmm. So I think having all those insights and little strategies and tips from your peer group helps versus coming from mom, dad, guidance counselor, coach, friend. So that, I think, you don't get that unless you are in a panel that was organized by somebody. You're getting this on a video where these kids are doing it freely. I mean, they're doing it because they want to give back.
Right, right. So what are some of the other pain point questions that you have them address? I mean, what can students expect to see in one of your interactive videos?
So a lot has to do with, of course, it's like, okay, you arrive on freshman orientation. What are some things that you should prepare for and be excited about? Everyone's in the same boat, you know, and you always hear that, but these students say it time and time again, you know, get out of your comfort zone, get engaged. But there are some things that you can do ahead of time to kind of ease that unsteady feeling in your stomach and kind of, you know, arrive on campus armed with some insights and information and possibly maybe some friends that you met at the pre-orientation programs. The second thing is, I think it's about social life. I think those are the questions that you don't really get the insights as to what social life is really like on campus. And I think those are some of the things that come out in the videos as well. Mm-hmm. And in our interactive guides, I mean, we have all about like dorm life, where to work out. We're big on working out, fit body, fit mind. You know, a lot of mental health is huge.
Oh, huge. Yeah.
Huge. So where can you go for some academic support? Where, you know, what's available in terms of keeping in shape and fit body, fit mind, in terms of academic resources? I mean, you hear about, oh, there's this organization, this center that has, you know, a writing lab. Do students really use it? Well, our students are giving you insights as, you know what, that one resource center is really good. Or definitely go to office hours. They're really helpful. So they're giving you all things that you may hear about or people may tell you about. These guys are validating that, yes, these are the really good, helpful tips. For parents, I know,
I was going to ask you about parents. Surely there's some information.
There's so much information about some of the things that, first of all, just being a logistical planning person, you know, trying to find the hotels, the restaurants. Mm-hmm. We made so many mistakes ending up in the dumpy places far out of town. I wanted to go where I would meet all of a sudden, you know, the visiting soccer team coming in who would stay at the hotel that we were at. Now you're getting, you know, to see how students are interacting, visiting teams are interacting. You're meeting other parents that are there visiting that are mm-hmm. seniors, juniors, and senior parents. So you can ask them about graduation was a big thing for me. My daughter went to Michigan. Who ever knew that you had to plan graduation year to 2 years ahead of time?
Right, yeah, exactly.
So all those little tips and tricks, we say it's the upperclassman's guide, not only for students, but for parents. So parking, transportation, hotels, and just some insights as to, here's some helpful tips that I wish, again, I had known as a parent, in terms of supporting your student along the journey, whether they're arriving for orientation or they're at school. Mm-hmm. And then really just getting student testimonials, which it's really hard to get, Leslie. This is not easy. Like, now I know why no one has done it, because it's so hard to gather all this content, and keep it relevant, timely.
Right.
And
because you do have that's to what update, our, you have to update a lot, don't you?
Constantly.
Yeah,
absolutely. Constantly. So, and that's what our intern team, I bring on a whole host of students each and every semester. We're constantly going in to social media, reaching out to students that way, collecting information that way. We're going into our interactive guides, which I think the frustration for me was having all these cheat sheets and going to University of Kentucky and not knowing where everything was in relation to the campus. Mm-hmm. So we put together these interactive guides, a Google map, which has the categories of student pain points, working out, dorms, insights from students, pain points of parents, parking, transportation. Good one on transportation. How do you get to and from campus during any of the breaks? My daughter from Detroit to Ann Arbor spent 2 years trying to get Ubers with friends for $160. If you had signed up for the Michigan Flyer, $12 ahead of time, you would have been able to find, you know, an easy way to get to and from campus. My son, who's the freshman this year, way out in Pennsylvania, 3 hours to the local airport, we found a great bus that's direct, $50 from Boston. I mean, those are the things that really, they're distressors.
Yeah.
And financially, you're saving a ton of money. You're on mistakes that shouldn't happen and you wish you didn't make, that you just wouldn't know about unless you had that community of parents. And
right. And it may be one of those things where you learn about it, but you don't find out until senior year. And you're like, if I had only known 3 years ago.
And the Facebook groups, I know there's Facebook groups you can go to. My frustration with all of that was that there were so many different places to go, and you had to go to get something for restaurants to one location. You had to find out something about
hotels,
transportation in another location. So all of a sudden, after researching, you know, three different questions that you had, you were on, I don't know how many different platforms, spending countless hours. And that's what we really try to do in terms of make it accessible, first of all, to all. There's a whole host of information on our site through podcasts and guest editor posts that is open to all. Our membership is where then we kind of brought in the student Q&A videos, because it does cost, you know, money to create those videos.
Yeah.
And then those interactive guides, which in the grand scheme of things, our membership is so inexpensive given all the college, what people spend on applications, on visits.
Yeah.
For $100, parents can go and for a year get access. We just released our 100th guide yesterday, and it's 100 schools. We're looking to grow another 20 to 40. And that's all, you know, great feedback that we've had from our community has been that it is so helpful. It saves us time, energy, and money. And it's fun because
it pays for itself, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And your student is looking at it when you don't know about it, because it's fun. It's devised like an app. So they're going through and scrolling through and getting insights from, and they don't have to tell you. I think that's the other thing. You know, we tell our kids, here are helpful resources to use. And it's like a homework assignment where College Scoops is made by students. It's student made by students for students. So it's fun. It's easy to use. And there's a lot of helpful tips that hopefully the three different segments of students, parents, and educational consultants, guidance counselors can get a lot of helpful information that will validate what they're maybe telling their students, validate what parents are telling their kids, and for students to get some insights that they may not want to ask anyone about.
Right. So you said it's very app-like. So you have a website that you go to, but you can also pull it up on your mobile device, correct?
Exactly. You can download it and you can pull it up, and then you could just scroll through and you could click on, you know, if you're going on a road trip for a college visit, again, we have those colleges there, get the interactive guides. You can click and book reservations to hotels, to restaurants. We don't get anything from that. It's just, again, it was a pain point of mine as a parent on the road, trying to get this information and having five different websites up. So we've tried to make it click and play as easy as a parent would need, as a logistical planning manager, a student would need, as getting content out delivered in different mediums that would be fun for them. We're big on social media too. So that's another way that we kind of share a lot of insights and tips and strategies on Instagram is huge for us. YouTube, TikTok, I haven't been able to do yet, Leslie. If you have anyone in TikTok land, let me know.
Well, putting the call out there, because I am not on TikTok. I am on Instagram. But I know that you, well, like you said, you have the podcast, and then you also have a blog that you have guest writers on. And this isn't, and these things, these topics for, I'm assuming both, I know for the podcast specifically, it's not just about visiting colleges. You have topics that range from all kinds of different issues dealing with the college search. So tell us a little bit about the podcast.
Yes. And not even the college search. It would be the college search. Yes. So we would have educational consultants coming on, high school directors of high school college counseling departments at public or private high schools. We also had several university administrators come on to talk about, as I think I mentioned, you know, undecided, raise your hand from admission, saying, here are some of the things that don't get stressed out about, or here's ways to be more effective in the college application process. We also, our intern team was like, you know what? We're in college now. We need help with like interviews or creating LinkedIn profiles.
Right.
Exactly. So we brought on experts to say, hey, how to create a LinkedIn profile, how to go about it. Another thing that came out, students were saying, well, marine biology or media, I want to be in media. Can you bring in industry experts to share their experience about how one would go about taking the classes that would be needed or required or internships that would be a value add if you wanted to get in and be a journalist? Or I just talked to one woman this morning who was in marine biology, and you would think, oh, I'm not a science person. I don't want to do research and be stuck in a lab. She worked for Cousteau as a writer, as a photographer. And I'm like, that's so cool. How would you know that? So anytime people have any questions, I'm always like, send it in. And we are trying to bring in subject matter experts to address any of those questions, concerns, or challenges that people may experience at any part of the college journey.
Yeah. All right. So I have a question, and this, and because you're an expert, you probably have a really solid answer for this. So when a parent is looking to take their child to visit colleges, what is the sweet spot number of the number of colleges that they should visit, you think?
Are you talking on the actual
actual visit?
Well,
what do you think?
So if you're going on a college visit, how many would you?
How many college visits should you make? Should you go to physically?
In one road trip?
No, just overall.
I'm asking this question, and there's a reason for me asking this question because I had somebody call us up and say, "Do you do concierge tours?"
Oh.
We are going to 12 colleges in 5 days, and they are flying from California into Atlanta, up to New York, out to New Jersey, back to New York, and then leaving from DC.
Oh my.
And I'm looking at your expression, and that's what I had. That's why I was, and I thought, I'm going to give College Scoops. We don't do that specific, you know, concierge type service, but I said, as a parent, your child's going to hate you. Like, that is way too many.
You're going to hate you.
Oh my goodness. So that's what I was trying to clarify, because people on road trips, I remember people saying, well, we're going to 3 colleges a day over the course of a week. And I thought,
you're
going to be maxed out.
Anything. Yeah.
By the fifth college tour and information session, eyes are being glazed over and you're done. Any goodwill with your child is out the window. In terms of actual college visits, you know,
doing one at a time, how many would you do?
I mean, I think starting local and going out. So you could see 4, 5, 6 colleges that are just in your backyard. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of, I mean, colleges, kids used to apply to 8, right? Then they used to apply to 12. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
The last season, 15 and 20 were what students were applying to. Now, that's a lot of schools to go out and visit.
Schools,
right? And it's, think about,
depending on where they are, especially.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think a family typically spends, I think the number was $9,000 in the college visit range. And that was based on 8 schools. Mm-hmm. You know, 12, but you're combining, you know, a host of,
I guess that was an unfair
question. You went out to 20.
I'm so sorry.
I know because you went on 29, but if that was over the course of 3 years, you know,
yes,
where you're going on different,
and we were there for different reasons. And
absolutely. Yeah. And if you're going on recruiting, a lot of these students are going out and they're going on, theater programs, or they're there for sporting events. Mm-hmm. Those are all the times that you're, and anytime you're going through a town or a vacation, you can drive through.
I
just mentioned, I was in your neck of the woods and I drove through University of Kentucky. It was a great way, you know, to see a school.
Right.
So the problem with saying how many, it's just so expensive. And I think you can do a lot more exploring and seeing, getting to know a college from afar too. My son asked me about going to see certain schools that were a plane ride away. And I asked him, why? Why was that school on his list? Mm-hmm. And he could not articulate it. So I said, why don't you apply? And then if you get in, you apply with your own money. And then if you get in, we could take that plane ride or that long drive to that school. And I think that's sometimes a good way to look at it, because what's the point of going on all these visiting 50 schools and spending all this money?
Yeah.
You know, it's a huge expense.
If they just think that, yeah, that would be cool to go there.
Yeah. I mean,
without a real reason. Totally get that. Yeah. Put it back on them a little bit for sure.
I think so.
Uh-huh.
Something that I always reframe to my kids. It's if they applied to 30 schools and you had the wonderful opportunity to get into all 30, mm-hmm. you now have, if you think you were stressed in the months leading up to applying to school, imagine having the wonderful victory tour of trying to now in 8 weeks narrow down 30 schools to that one. And that should be so exciting and should be such a great opportunity, but that to me just would seem so unwieldy that that's another problem. So I think that's almost not like being very disciplined and kind of going through like, why do you want to apply to that school? What are four or five good reach schools or four or five good safety schools, five target schools.
See, we were a little bit different because we visited 29 and she applied to one.
Look at that.
She knew that was the one. I think we had that, okay, you could probably get into all of these schools. If you could, which one would you want to spend the money to apply to?
And she applied early?
She applied early, yeah.
So there you go. That's great.
Yeah. So I guess it could have been worse for me for sure. She could have applied to all of them. Now that would have been,
but she probably would not have.
No,
you know, you visit all these schools, and I think when you look at it, you visit so many schools, and again, it should be fun. I love exploring, so I mean, sure, I'd love to go to 1,400 schools, but when you're going and applying, kids don't have that much time. It's really expensive, so you just want to be a little bit more strategic and thoughtful in what schools you're looking at, and also kind of set yourself up for success and not for failure, you know, in terms of going to look at Yale and knowing that like that's never going to be in the cards. So,
right. So what's kind of the future of College Scoops?
Oh, well, we had a great spring because we launched a brand ambassador program at five colleges to trial it out, where we had our student ambassadors kind of have a station on the quad where they were handing out, you know, free swag and collecting a whole host of new content. And it went really well. So we're trying to launch brand ambassador programs at a whole host of schools in the fall. We just launched our 100th college interactive guide, which we're really excited about. We're looking at growing another 20-50 schools. You know, we're really kind of evolving and trying to listen and reach out to our community and say, what else would help you with the process? What information would be a value add for the students, for the parents and educational consultants? And how can we go out and collect that from our community and share it in different mediums that will help prospective families at any stage of the journey. So we're really excited. We've
growing.
I mean, my goal, we would have, you know, a college Scoops Club on every campus, you know?
Yeah.
Awesome. There you go.
So if somebody wants to check out College Scoops, how do they find you? How do they find College Scoops?
CollegeScoops.com. is our website, which is awesome. You can always reach out to me at moira@collegescoops.com. We have Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. We're really active on LinkedIn. I mentioned that we have a student ambassador team, a student internship team. I'm all about giving back and helping our students who contribute, We do a lot of work on LinkedIn, recommending and endorsing students. Anyone who contributes to our podcast or to our guest editor posts, we are all about thanking them and sharing their businesses. You know, it's
That's
me.
Wonderful.
And
yeah,
I'm all about, you know, giving attribution to whoever contributes, because the more content we get from subject matter experts and from parents, like right. parents and students, the more we can grow and continue to add other categories of content, like student life. And under that would be academic support, mental health, religious affiliations, medical. So we're always reaching out to our community and say, what more do we need to do that would make your life easier and help your student acclimate and find a place where they will thrive, not only in the classroom, but outside of the classroom. So I am accessible any which way, on email, on the website, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on Facebook. And as we said, not TikTok.
And not TikTok. Well, I think that this platform where there's one place to basically go for everything, I think that is so key. I so wish I had had that, you know, five, six, 7 years ago. I think it's key.
I love what you do. I love what you do, because as I mentioned offline, all the great people that you bring on, and not to say that I'm old, but I may be over 50.
That's not old. Mother. That is not old.
Younger next year.
We're just beginning.
There you go. Exactly. Our next stage of life is just starting. Yeah. I love it because it's a great resource. What you do, pulling in really interesting people that can comment at different areas of expertise. And sure. And that's what we're trying to do with College
and,
Scoops.
Yeah. So. And you're one of those, because I tell you, there are so many of us in this demographic that have, you know, kids in high school and kids that are headed off to college. And just like with midlife, there's no manual on how to do this the right way or to give us good tips on, you know, ways we could do it to cause less stress on ourselves, because we have so many other things going on. So your platform is just, it's amazing. So one last question, and this is just kind of to wrap up, what is your best piece of advice to students and parents who are beginning this process?
Have fun. I learned so much about each one of my kids, a little nugget of information that I never knew about. The memories that we had, laughing, crying at times, but with each of my kids, there was a memorable opportunity, so much so that my husband wanted to come in and like wedge his way into the college visit with my youngest. That I think it's a great opportunity. You never get this opportunity. And I think,
yeah.
To the extent that you can have fun and try to de-stress it and the process and help them have the confidence to make a decision. And we do a great job telling our kids to advocate for themselves and giving them the confidence that they need. And then this process, sometimes I'm truly at fault for this. You want to swoop in and take over, but hang back and just
let them figure it out.
Let them figure it out, mm-hmm. because that's what you've been doing for the last 18 years. And they did a great job, mm-hmm. and we should be proud and kick our feet up and just kind of go along for the ride.
Yeah. I love that. Have fun. I have a friend who has twin sons that are seniors this year. And, you know, at the point where I am, I would give $1 million to be able to go back to relive some of those moments when they were still here. I'm telling her all the time, just enjoy every second, every little decision, everything that seems like a big pain in the butt sometimes right now, because it's gonna be gone,
right? And not to say that it wasn't like stressful and that we didn't fight and all this other, you know, it all happened. But you're right, it's lonely, and but the whole college. The whole college admissions thing is just a feeding frenzy, and it's just horrible. And I'm thrilled that this year I didn't have to go through it. But if you can find little joys throughout the journey, and college visits and exploring colleges should be fun. You're going on a shopping excursion. And when have you ever had to pay $250,000? At least go out and have fun trying them on and, and eating good food along the way and staying at some hotels. We're going to run into current parents and students. So go with like more information to gear up to at least take that aspect of the college visit off the table and explore with like student generated content that we have. It will be fun. Trust me. And you'll eat well. That's why you have to walk everywhere.
I love it. Thank you so much for being with me today and for answering some questions. I know I'm going to put all of your information in the show notes so that people can find you and find College Scoops so they can, start working with you.
Well, thank you so much for doing what you do. And I can't wait to continue to listen to your podcast and come and visit you in Kentucky next tour.
You better.
That I have.
I got bourbon waiting for you.
Cannot wait.
Thank you so much to Moira for coming on today to talk about college visits and about College Scoops and what she and her gang of boots on the ground are doing to put together all of this information to benefit prospective students and parents during the college journey. Like Moira said, the college admission process can be such a feeding frenzy these days. So it's so important to be armed up front with all the information that you need to make informed decisions. Here are just a handful of takeaways from our conversation today. A longer and more detailed list will be available in the New Old You newsletter, and I will make that link available in the show notes. So go get that so you can get the full list. Here we go. Number one. College is so expensive and such an investment these days that it is important to support your kids to get the best possible information that they need in the college search. Number two, planning and then taking college trips and making college visits is a perfect way to spend time with your kid with a total focus on them. It is a great way to get to know them a little better at this age. You will learn things about them that you never knew. Number three, college visits are the aspect of the college journey that you have control of. You can put yourself in the driver's seat. It's important to remember that at this point, you are the customer. Number four, the interactive videos available on College Scoops are very different from the videos provided by colleges on their websites. These videos answer the pain point questions of students and parents as they prepare to visit a specific school. And number five, you should start looking at local colleges first. Just start exploring your local area schools. Thank you again for taking time to listen today. I know you were here for a reason, and I know that Moira was able to give you some bit of information that you were needing. And if you found this podcast helpful, of course, remember to follow and subscribe and or subscribe so that all of these episodes magically appear in your podcast app. But also remember to share it with someone else that you know who is headed into or going through the college journey. Any and all information during this time is helpful, and I know that firsthand. Make sure to check out College Scoops and find Moira online. I will put all the information of where to find them in the show notes, along with all the information of where you can find me, my website, Instagram, and such. And if I can ask a favor, please rate and or review this podcast on Apple if you have enjoyed or found it helpful so that others can find it as well. I totally appreciate that. Fall is rapidly approaching, and just as a teaser, I'm going to be leading a fully solo month with episodes on different aspects of self-care that you can incorporate into your life during September. I won't say easily incorporate because I know taking care of ourselves is sometimes the hardest thing that we can do, but these are things to consider for yourself to begin to start taking back some control in your own life. So I'm calling it Self-Care September, which feels totally like low-hanging fruit for a name. But hey, it is what it is. Self-Care September. Next week in our month of Back to School and Off to College series, I'm going to talk with Dale Troy from Crush College Stress, about helping our kids deal with all of the newfound stress that they experience as they start and begin to navigate college and college life. Until then, remember to show as much compassion to others as you need today. Life is short, and we all need as much of it as possible. Make the world a better place in your place, and I will see you next week. Till then, see ya. Much love.